while Ardsdale Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
As I said earlier, and I'm going to share some quick thoughts on our theme, an attitude of gratitude. Gratitude, thankfulness, or gratefulness is a feeling of appreciation for someone's kindness, someone's generosity. As I said, it's the feeling of being thankful for someone who has done something. And it takes on three forms. There are three forms that gratitude takes. A feeling in the heart. We feel gratitude, number one. Number two, gratitude is an expression. In words, an expression, an outward expression, we say thank you. And number three, gratitude is giving something in return. A little bit like we've seen today. And I've heard many people talk many times about the attitude of gratitude. The truth of it is gratitude, having an attitude of gratitude is an indication of our maturity. The more mature we are, the more thankful we are. Or the more thankful we are, the more mature we are. And as we mature, gratitude blossoms. It grows, and out of it springs thanksgiving. For us as Christians, gratitude is meant to be an actual part of our nature. Gratitude shouldn't be something, being grateful shouldn't be something we do. Being grateful should be something we are. As a result, you know, we shouldn't be thinking about being a person who practices thanksgiving. We should be a person who practices thanks living. It should be a central part of our actual lives, not just something we do from time to time. As I prepared this morning, I couldn't help, as I reflected, I just thought about the year we've had. I look back, you know, this is the 3rd of November, gosh, already? It was just the other day we were saying, Happy New Year 2024. And our motto verse, we put that up, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer to guide us through 2024. And I look back on the year and I can think of times that we've been really thankful and we've had lots and lots of good reasons to be thankful. And I can think of other times where it's been challenging to be thankful. Let me ask you, do you always feel thankful? Feel, I said. You always feel thankful. It was an automatic nod. Because I know I don't always feel thankful. I was like, what are you drinking? You know? There are some days I don't want to worship. There are some days I don't want to read the scriptures. So you know what I do on those days? I put the music on. I put the audio Bible on. Let it do it for me. Because my brain might not want it, but my spirit needs it. So even though I might not want it, I will still feed my spirit. You understand what I mean? And we've had those times, we've had those seasons where the enemy has sent a rope to hang us. And what did we do? We took that rope, we tied a knot in it, and we used that knot to climb a little bit higher. And the higher we climbed, the closer we got to God, we said, Lord, we're still grateful. We still give thanks. The book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 and 18 says, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And so this year, when we reflect on the 35 people have been baptized this year, 2024. We give thanks, amen? And when we think about our community fund day, and the continuous rain and the gray skies that opened up over it. And how, you know, because of that, a number of people stayed away and it wasn't as successful as others. We still give thanks, amen? Don't we? We still give thanks. And when we think about what happened in the early hours of the 26th of May, when our brother Delroy was called home to be with the Lord, breaking hearts in this place, still, we give thanks. Amen? Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 2 and 4, we always ought to thank God, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about perseverance and faith, and in all the persecutions and trials we're enduring. Because sometimes we go through the valley of the shadow of death. Sometimes stuff is tough. but we still give thanks, don't we? So what should we be thankful for? Let me give you a quick list, quick rundown. Number one, salvation. I am thankful for salvation. We should be thankful for salvation, that God has saved us. I wrote this in the plural, I said we, but I'm gonna say it in the singular, first person. God saved me, from the worst of myself. He has saved me from the worst of myself, the worst I could possibly be. His salvation is a gift, saints, and when we receive that salvation, it enables us to live a life that pleases Him. We can live a life serving others, serving Him, and He upholds us by the Holy Spirit. And because of the salvation that we received, we know that at any time we're ready to meet Him face to face. Isn't that right? We're ready. I'm not afraid. So what about you? Are you grateful for salvation? Have you received salvation? Are you living a life that pleases God? Second thing to be grateful for is the body of Christ. I'm grateful that God would care about my life and care about what happens to me. And He cares about what happens to every single one of us. And He surrounds us with a great cloud of witnesses. He surrounded us with people who are already victorious that we can learn from. And He's surrounded us with people who are in their own challenges and their own struggles and their own circumstances that we can journey with as well. These are people who will walk with us, who will work together with us. And if need be, they will war together with us. Don't you need people on your team? I know I certainly do. And He provides us a support system that covers us with prayer, covers us with love and support. People to walk through the valleys and celebrate when we're on the mountain. What else are we grateful for? Forgiveness. I am grateful for forgiveness. None of us have to take the baggage of guilt and shame and pain with us into tomorrow. God's forgiveness is available and available for you now. Not just today, now, in this moment, in this instance. And I am grateful for His forgiveness. We can cast our cares, cast our burdens on Him because He really does care for us. And we can forgive those people that hurt us. We can forgive those that let us down, those that disappoint us, those that broke our hearts. We can. Forgiveness. Not just Him forgiving me. I'm grateful for me forgiving others. Forgiveness releases us from hurt and it increases our ability to heal. I am forgiven and I am grateful. I forgive others and I am grateful. What about you? Who do you need to forgive? I'm also grateful for hope. We can be grateful for the ability to expect the absolute best because we have Jesus Christ living in our hearts. That's the hope that we hold to. That's the hope that we profess. Because of the hope that we have, the truth of it is this: there are things that destroy people. But because of the hope that we have, those things cannot destroy us. The hope that we have is the anchor that keeps us stable when the seas are rough, when the waves start to crash around us. That's the hope that we have, and that's a reason to be grateful. Another reason, number five, I'm grateful for family. I am grateful for family. The Bible promises good things. It says, when we honor father and mother, and it promises that we enjoy life with those that God has blessed us with. He even tells parents, do not frustrate your children. And God promises good things. For some of us, our family has nothing to do with the people who share our DNA. That's the truth. For some of us, our family has nothing to do with the people who came from our mother's womb. For some of us, family is a distant relative, is a cousin. For some of us, family has nothing to do with the blood of men, but the blood of Jesus Christ. Our real family is not our biological family. Our real family is our spiritual family. And so, I am grateful for family. We can be grateful for family, especially this family of faith here at PHBC. Number six, we can be grateful for faith. The Bible describes faith as something of substance, the substance of things hoped for. Faith. Faith enables us to trust, to hope. Faith enables us to forgive. Faith enables us to walk in fellowship. Faith enables us to receive the gift of salvation. Is life filled with bad things? Do bad things happen? Yes, of course they do. Do bad things happen to good people? Yes, they actually do. But gratitude, thankfulness towards God is remembering what he has done. And we do that through faith, by faith. So today I want to encourage you, I want to invite you, join me in holding on to this attitude of gratitude. As I said, I'm just here to share a few words. That no matter what you are going through, listen, life for you might be mostly good right now. And that's great. But there is a possibility that life for you right now could be challenging, difficult, horrible, terrible. Either way, I'm asking you to make a choice. Choose joy. Choose gratitude. Walk away from depression and sadness. Choose gratitude over sorrow. Choose joy over sorrow. And no matter what you face, I trust that you will continue to be a person who prays continually. You will be a person who, no matter what you face, can give thanks. After all, that's what God wants us to do. Amen?
We trust that you've been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information, or to follow up on what you've heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.